See, Kathleen, it's very important of timing, essence of timing the whole thing. You know, it's 17:55, 5 to 6. It's crucial that you time things perfectly, because otherwise, when you're looking through the programme schedules and you think, what's happening with Midweek Drive next week? And you say, oh, it's Michelle Monroe that's actually lined up for the whole thing with the Midweek Drive Michelle Monroe, 5 o'clock to 6 o'clock. These are crucial things. And Michelle works like a Trojan to get these things sorted out, as she did when she put together the Ace book of 2010, of course, The Singer Singer. Isn't that right, Michelle Monroe?
That's quite right.
Exactly.
I mean, you know, it's amazing, actually, Alex, to think that the year's nearly over.
It seems like only yesterday, when the first email came through from a good soul saying, would we be interested in doing an interview? I said, an interview? We want a whole series, my girl. You know? All working on that basis, and we've continued ever onwards, really, in what's been an absolutely sensational time. And as I say, we're looking at Mr. Computer, and fingers crossed, because you never know, Kathleen, with computers... electrics, electronics, but I'm checking out the schedule on sirenonline.co.uk, and we should have this extra special extravaganza featuring such luminaries as Michael Bublé and many other sort of contemporary artists who've been influenced by the legend that is Matt Monro, not just once. No, it's not just going out in Christmas week, it's going out first week in January as well, so double whammy. Fantastic. So people can hopefully sort of tune into sirenonline.co.uk if they're not in hospital, because it was originally done for people in hospital. And then we thought, well, it's very good, but what if you're not poorly? You know, what if you were positive, etc.? What if you might want to listen to these kind of things outside? So we spoke to Michelle, and she spoke to her people, our people. We got together, and it's all happening, isn't it?
There's a lot of other people involved. No, I wanted to do something special for Christmas. It's called Matt Monro's Christmas Box, and as you say... is my father's music, as well as some of his peers and friends, and goes right through from some very sort of unusual music as well, right through to people like Michael Bublé and Barry Manilow and the like. Yeah, it's good, actually. I think everyone will enjoy it, and it's sort of my way of wishing everybody... very happy Christmas.
Quite right. Of course, apologies in advance for people who do go to the sirenonline.co.uk website, click on the programmes, find the details for Indeed next Wednesday, and think, hang on, it's Michelle with a double L, and they put an E on the end of Monroe. It's not my fault, Michelle, that's all I can say.
You know, I believe you, Alex.
There we are. Well, you're there in full force. Okay, so it's been, well, quite literally a magical trilogy of Matt Monro Christmas-based material. Kathleen, are you aware of Matt Monro, by the way?
I'm not, I'm sorry.
And you're you're a mother of two children.
I am indeed.
And you don't know Matt Monro, never mind. It's just...
There's always time to learn about new music.
Definitely.
Born Free, From Russia With Love, the Quiller Memorandum theme. So many magical things here. But we've got, talking about magic, take it away, Michelle. What's happening in this third part of Matt's choices for Christmas that you provided?
Well, you see, Daddy only officially recorded two Christmas songs, which we've played over the last 2 weeks. But a few years back, I discovered this particular Tonight's Choice on an old acetate. Now, it was recorded in 1961 from a long-lost BBC radio show called Potpourri 1961, and it's broadcast on the 2nd of December, so in Christmas month. And for many years, despite how much digging I did, I couldn't find out anything more about the song until earlier this year. Now, Richard and I found out that it was written by Mark Lawrence and also recorded by two other people, Fred Waring's Pennsylvanians and Frankie Avalon, and it has the alternative title of The Meaning of Christmas, but this one tonight is more often called Christmas Magic.
But always remember, it's more than a tree. Comes from you, I'm loving. That's how Christmas magic came to be, and that's what Christmas magic means to me.
Magic there in every sense of the word, Michelle.
Well, it's something that's never been released, and I thought we'd give it a first and play it.
An extra special bonus for the Midweek Drive listener. As if there weren't enough. I mean, I'm looking at the sirenonline.co.uk website, I was saying the Siren FM calendar 2011 is now out. It's available. It can be ordered online.
Oh, how did that go, that shoot?
You better ask Kathleen. She's the person who's responsible for it. She's in the studio now.
Go on, Kathleen. How did it go?
It went fantastic. It was so much fun. And everybody that was involved, it was just brilliant. And I'm so glad to have the finished product in my hands.
And what about Alex's attire? Because, of course, he couldn't get to his suit.
He couldn't, but he did look extremely smart, and I'm not disappointed with the results.
Suave and sophisticated.
Definitely.
Fabulous.
Don't worry, Michelle, your copy will be winging its way to your good self in the not-too-distant future.
I cannot wait to see it.
Well, we like to ensure that we push those boundaries just a wee bit. That's the important thing. And obviously, Natalie Smith's there. Of course, since doing the calendar shoot, she's gone off and has just ensconced herself clearly with the singer, really. So I'll probably have to purchase another one just so you can actually do another sort of copy of it.
There is my book, is the book of 2010. Maybe your calendar will be the calendar of 2011.
Oh, I say. Well, there we are.
I think it definitely will be.
The one to buy.
Precisely so. It's great stuff there. Incidentally, in terms of things to do, I was under strict instructions via email by Joy Knight to say she'd like to wish you a very, very, very happy Christmas, Michelle. And she's very sad she couldn't be here this evening, but she's on flu duty looking after her son and her husband.
Oh, how very kind. Well, I wish... obviously, every good wish back. And to everybody that listens to Siren 107.3 FM, you know, I've been with you quite a while now, feel part of the family. I wish my extended family a very happy Christmas, and may all their New Year's be filled with music.
See, that's the kind of quality guest that Michelle Monroe is, you know. Even, you know, when people say, never heard of Matt Monroe, so it was only the third biggest export in Britain after the Beatles and James Bond, you know. It's all sorted to do. As I say, it's an educational thing. That's the important thing. Absolutely so. You can obviously now go and sort out your Matt Monroe pieces in
full
force.
Definitely will do.
Yes, fantastic. Have you had a reasonably interesting telephonic link with us, Michelle Monroe?
Oh, it was lovely to see the end of the year out with you, Alex, and as I say, we've got the two special Christmas shows now that follow, and now I'll be speaking to you in January again.
Exactly so, yes. Michelle Monroe will be in the chair, so to speak, in a week's time. Well, actually, we won't by now, because I think we've moved on. So it's 5 through to 6, so 5 p.m. to 6 p.m. That's when
I've got a whole hour.
No, it's quite literally, as we said at the start of the show, quite remarkable. Coming up next, Mike Dooley, based in Florida.
So this is Christmas.